Praise the Lord, we're back. I'm so at ease right now. So, because I really, really feel that the presence of the Lord is really going to take over in a couple of minutes. So I really want to get the lesson out of the way so that I can flow the way God is having me to really, really flow. But I want you, we're going to be going into Revelation chapter 5 in a minute, but I want you to first go with me to Isaiah chapter 6. And the way God has downloaded the throne room experience to me is it's something you don't ask for. You're processed there. You don't ask for heaven and it just shows up. You got to be on appointment. You have to be mandated to go. And I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, but I know those that have been called to me understand what I'm saying, have been called to my life. There is an experience with God that you're about to have that you may not be able to really readily just talk about. Because when you hook up with heaven, your worship isn't amazing grace. Sweet the sound. Sing it with me now. It's
not that.
It's great to sing hymn songs and spiritual songs. But I believe God is bringing us to the place where we're going to begin not just to sing the hymns and the songs of Zion, but we're going to begin to sing the song of the Lord. Yalabasi katabasha. Ho rabasi. Yebabamansi korabahate. Eriondoro lababasata yarabosha. Hindia maramasi andanababamasi. Hikiondoro boshi anamasandarabasi katabahaya. Come closer, kia mama mazanamorababasha namaha. Oh, my bride, come closer, Kiana Madarabasi. And realize your position, Delamasan, Dadababasha, Kadababahochalayasia. In the kingdom of God, Yaman, Dadababasa, Dabaha. I have adorned you, Kiandra, Rababasi, Kadabasha, Nama. Don't be shaken by what you see and experience, Kiamamaha. For it is a maze, it is a distraction, Nanamasikadabahaya. But walk therein in the state of the Lord, Kiandra Masaya. Walk therein, Yamandra Masi Mahama Mama Maso. Worobo Mama Hebabayanabayandabahaya. Walk steadfastly, Kiandanamahaya. I'm ordering your footsteps shall be ordered, Tamarabahaya Bahatabaha. You're gonna walk in the fire of the Lord, Rabanamaha. You're gonna walk in the spirit of the Lord, Ramandamasangodababahaya. Give you an enemy, I'm giving you vision, Yandinanamamasa. I'm giving you insight, Yandurabamasa Namaha. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon, Ramahora Bahand, Ramakando Rabosa. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Halalamashana. And the King of Glory shall come in, Yamanda Bahata. He shall come into your family, Kiara Bababas Zoria Labaha. He shall come into your walk, Yamarababas and Bahaya. He shall come into your talk, Nana Mama Mama Satabahaya. He shall come into your spirit, Yamarabosi and Nabaha. Receive the latter portion, Nana Masana. Receive the latter portion, Nana Maha, Nana Masia. Receive the latter portion, Yamasananamahaya. Receive the latter portion, Yamakora Bamamasaya. Let it rain, Namen, Dedebendedebobobobosi, and
receive the latter portion.
Hallelujah, come higher. Isaiah chapter 6, that was song low for somebody. Hallelujah. Sheba mama de la rosia. Be not afraid, be not afraid, be not afraid. Walk in it, walk in it, walk in, walk therein, your calling, ya mama. Yeah, you've been seeking, you've been searching, but I've been seeking for you, says the Lord. Amanda, ba, 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 ha. Where are you, kid? Na, na, man, da, da, ba, 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 ba. See ya, come closer, na, 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 mahaya. Come closer, shana, ma, na, na, ma, shanda. Come closer, ya, ne, ma, see ya, na, na, ma, sore, man, ta, da, da, ba, 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 ha, ya. Come closer, 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 closer. Closer. Come closer. 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 Come closer. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah. Hold on, I'm really, really trying, y'all. But I told you, this was going to be an experience. This class wasn't necessarily going to be a class. This is you sticking yourself in the presence of the Lord. This is you sticking yourself in worship. Hallelujah. It says, in the year that King Uzziah died, and I always say it like this, in the year that my flesh died, I don't got to ask nobody else about how they saw the Lord, but I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up. He wasn't just high, he was lifted up. And the train of his robe filled the temple. You're going to get a blessing out of this. God got a word for you. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had 6 wings. With 2 he covered his face. With 2 he covered his feet. And with 2 he flew. And one cried to another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out. And the house was filled with smoke. Thank you, Jesus. When you have... I got to get to the next verse. It says, so I said, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. And I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Everybody's, you know, singing the song, take me to the King. But have you really been taken to the King? Are you really in a worship experience? Let me tell you, when you really tap divine worship, you end up doing stuff that people don't recognize. A lot of our worship is pseudo worship. A lot of it is what we've seen other people do. But when you really tap heaven, yours looks weird. Yours looks strange. Nobody really understands it when you really tap God. Because we may not find you waving somewhere. We may find you leaned over a bench somewhere. I was somewhere and I had the opportunity to see some evangelists and some missionaries that had came from a foreign land. And all I could do was weep because I felt the presence of Jesus. Not church Jesus. Not gospel singing. Not Mary's baby. Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Son of the Living God. And when those foreigners began to open up their mouth about how awesome God was, all I could do was weep. I wept right there in that seat, right there in the service. I just wept uncontrollably because I felt the presence of my Jesus. And more of you are going to have more encounters with Jesus. I'll never forget mine. I'll never forget my throne room experience. It called me into this call. I was in prayer, and there was a couple people there. And on that floor, I fell dead, and I was unresponsive, and I stopped moving. I stopped breathing. I really went out. And I went to a room above the threshing floor room, and I saw God brought closure to my natural father's passing and my instruction, and he began to, Jesus just began to minister to me. He said, I know you lost your father, but I was at a place at one time where I was disconnected from my father on the cross. And I never related my father's passing to that. But when God began to minister through the Lord Jesus Christ, personally, in that face-to-face experience, I'll never forget that. I'll never forget his touch. I'll never forget that right hand. I'll never forget what he said. I'll never forget what he did, shoving, you know, scrolls in my mouth and pieces of paper in a spoon, and then touched me and said, "Conrad." And when he did that, I came to, and I just breathed. I mean, they had to hold me up in the chair. I could hardly drink the Gatorade. I could hardly get out of there. And it seemed like after that, all hell broke loose. But God, he sustained, he's sustaining, and he's still on the move. I want you to come back with me to clip 3, because we're going to see something, what God is doing when he speaks. Every time God speaks, a door opens. I want you to see that. I want you to see that. We'll be right back.